Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the FFC Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church, and I've got Travis, one of our pastors, here with me today. And we're going to talk about something kind of new to First Family Church, and we're calling that the FFC Pathway. And so, Travis, I'll kind of let you kind of like roll out or lay out what that looks like.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of my jobs is to help people get acclimated to the life of First Family Church. We get visitors pretty regularly here, and we just want a clear onboarding process for people to find out what does it look like to not only attend First Family Church, but be a part of the family that is First Family Church. And so this FFC pathway is that process of becoming part of the life of First Family Church.
So we talk about, and you've probably seen it on the wall in our Ankeny campus, is our discipleship pathway. How does that differ, connect to that?
Yeah, our discipleship pathway, I think, is the promises or the maybe the recipe, if you will, of how First Family Church is going to help you become a devoted follower of Jesus Christ. That's our mission statement, is helping people become devoted followers of Jesus Christ. So that kind of answers that question, how. The FFC pathway is probably more of an on-ramp to even getting to that place. So you would show up to our warehouse on a Sunday morning, you attend one of our services, that natural question is like, how do I become an insider here? How do I know what's going on? How do I get involved? Those type of things. So I, in my opinion, I'd say they're almost answering different questions. The discipleship pathway is how do I get discipled? The FFC pathway is like, how do I become a regular tender or a member at First Family Church?
So before we jump into what like it looks like, so we're a church with campuses. Does this apply to all the campuses? Is this just in Ankeny?
So, yeah, we want to be one church in multiple locations. That's really hard based upon staffing, resources, availability, all those types of things.
Contextualization.
So what we are laying out for you today is what's happening at Ankeny primarily. We would love to roll this out at all of our other campuses. We're just not able to do that yet. So one of the, you use the word contextualization. That's a word we use pretty regularly here. At our campuses, we have to contextualize. So we're going to roll it out here first. And then as we have opportunity to roll it out at other campuses, we will. But we allow our campus directors to take the ultimate desires and contextualize them into their context. So it will look different at our other campuses.
So Josiah in Lamoni, for instance, would have the freedom to say, actually, I'm going to do it this way for onboard people because I don't look like Ankeny.
Essentially, he doesn't have to offer classes, but he would still make the content available. So if you and your family were new to the Lamoni campus, he'd probably say, hey, could I grab coffee with you guys sometime? Or can we go out for lunch? I'd love to explain to you how to become a part of First Family.
And they'll basically receive the same information. The structure of that just looks a little different in, in that context.
So we'll lay out for the for you the structure here, but the content will remain the same.
So why don't you lay out that structure for us of what that new process will look like.
So let me give you a little history. In the past, we offered Discover FFC, which was what is First Family Church? What should I expect? All those types of things. And you'd come, ask your questions, and it was your first kind of onboarding. We at least saw a weakness in this because it was almost like, all right, good luck. We'll see you when you're ready to become a member. And so there was this onboarding class, and then years later, months later, whatever that looked like for you and your family, it was almost like we left you alone a little bit. So we're just saying, we want to handhold, we want to walk alongside of you longer so that the onboarding process is simpler. So what we're doing is we're, it's a rebrand a little bit of Discover FFC and our membership classes into a more consecutive and thorough explanation of both Discover FFC and membership class. Does that make sense? So it's a rebrand. So we're calling them our FFC pathway, and the further term or explanation are step one, step two, step three, and step four. And so it's four consecutive classes or events that at the end of that, you at least understand what membership at First Family Church is.
Before that, it was 3 weeks, technically. 1 week of Discover FFC, two weeks of membership class.
You got it.
And before that, even, for all of our long, any longtime attenders or members, what, 10 plus years ago, it was called Newcomers Lighthouse. That's when I started.
You got
2015.
It.
So it was a group. It was a group that was for new people.
Yep.
So this is a kind of our next iteration of that.
Keep tweaking,
yeah,
editing our process to make it clearer. And I like the names of these because it couldn't be more clear on what this is. What's my first step at First Family? So
yeah, break down each like week. Like what's the goal or structure of each week?
Yep. Step one is called Connect and Learn. And this is a little bit different. It's no longer a class. It's now a luncheon. We want to make the time slot as accessible for as many people as possible. So rather than forcing you to come to the 8:30 service, you now can go to either service and then gather with us for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And so we provide just a simple lunch in one of our classrooms. And that allows me to invite our staff to join us for that luncheon, where many of them are busy working during our services. This now gives them the availability to come. So we call it Connect because we want you to meet many of our church leadership. So I invite some elders, I invite our lead pastor, I invite many of our staff. And so over lunch, it gives you an opportunity to meet a lot of people. And then we call it Learn. So Connect and Learn. Learn, what we want you to learn is our history, and then our mission and vision and strategy. So those are the main three things we try to teach you at step one, is so that at the end of that class luncheon, you can at least articulate, here's the mission, vision, or the purpose of First Family Church. And then we always end the time with just Q&A. It's a safe place to ask any questions about what you've experienced or what you're curious about First Family.
And we already did one of these, January, the first Sunday in January.
Yep.
But we haven't done step two, three, and four yet. Yep. So yeah, lay those out for us.
Awesome. So step two is called Gather and Grow. And we're just gonna take, this is probably the newest step of the process. And it's just a little bit slower opportunity for us to explain how our Sunday morning services work, and then how we, our small group gatherings, how we believe people grow best. So the two things we'll explain to you is our Sunday morning services. What we laid out on this past Sunday was our liturgy. Why we do what we do and what those will look like and how you can participate in our services. So we're just gonna kind of slowly explain to you how to get the most out of Sunday service. We'll also explain our children's ministry, what we have offered for your kids there. And then we'll talk about growing. This is, we use the tagline, we grow best in community. And so we'll talk about our small group ministry, why we're so passionate about that, how to get involved in that, what to expect. I'm hoping also to just clearly lay out for those that attend our kids ministry, how we disciple kids in our kids ministry and how we disciple kids in our youth ministry and then our college ministry as well. So no matter who you are, what we have to offer you in our main programs, which are Sunday morning services and our midweek gatherings.
So that's step two.
Yep.
Then step three.
Yep. It's called Contribute and Invest. And so here we're going to talk about you as an individual, as a child of God, using your gifts, talents, abilities, and resources for the mission of God. So we do desire to be a church that's on mission. One of the taglines we've used ever since the beginning was, it takes a team to reach a town. And we, when we use the word team, we don't mean just the elders. We don't mean just the staff. We mean the church body. So this is our call and our challenge to each and every individual to use their gifts, talents, abilities, and resources for the glory of God. So we're going to talk about serving, and we're going to talk about giving. Those will be the main two explanations that we'll walk through that class. It's also kind of our first explanation of membership, because serving and church membership go hand in hand. One of the safeguards, or I think just helpful parts of the process, is we want you to be a church member here. We take church members church membership seriously. And it's also a way to protect our church by making sure we align and agree on theology, our onboarding practices like background checks, those type of things. So we'll kind of explain how our church membership process works as well.
Sure. And then step four.
Yep. Is lastly, join and share. This will be the final step of your membership process, where you will look at the commitments that we ask for all of our members. You will affirm those, and then you will share. And primarily what we mean by share is your testimony. We do believe in saved church membership. So members of this local body must be members of God's family. Mm-hmm. And so we'll ask each and every individual to share their testimony, how they came to Christ and what God has done in their lives through them since saving them. Mm-hmm. And so you'll officially be asked to join as a member of the church and then asked to share your testimony. Mm-hmm. And just that's probably the most fun part of the process, just to hear story after story of how God saves people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so at the end of that, that's officially the end of the membership process, the onboarding process. We're not gonna mandate they join at that point, but that at least allows them to know, mm-hmm. this is who First Family Church is, this is what our expectations are, this is how we're gonna serve together to accomplish our mission. Are you ready? And kind mm-hmm. of leave the ball in their court and say, we'd love to have you, if you're a believer, join the family that is First Family Church.
I think one of the perks of this, mm-hmm. doing it this way as well, is we get to know each other a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, maybe you're in these last 4 weeks, and maybe you're in this class of the same people.
Absolutely.
And you get a chance to meet more people, you get mm-hmm. a chance to connect with leadership.
Yeah.
So people that are the staff and leadership that's teaching the class and leading the class get a chance to get to know you better.
Yeah.
You're attending the class, you get the chance 100%. To get to know us better.
Yep.
Than maybe you would have before.
We felt this last year. I forget what our final numbers were of how many people went through Discover FFC, but you only get 1 week with them. Mm-hmm. And so we had probably close to 100 people go through Discover FFC. And at the end of that, I felt like I still didn't know them. Mm-hmm. It was, hey, that was great getting to meet you. I'm trying to remember your name. You told me about your kids, but I won't see you again mm-hmm. individually mm-hmm. until they join as members. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really grateful to say, hey, I know this is gonna take more of your time, but give me 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Give our church staff, our mm-hmm. leadership 4 weeks. At the end of that, you will feel known. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to that.
So on one hand, I think you might say, well, you're asking more of people.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, in a way, mm-hmm. but I think hopefully we have some little deeper connections than 100%. We maybe would have before.
And I would say we've cleaned up or clarified the process mm-hmm. rather than what is church membership? Mm-hmm. You use this phrase, like, I don't know how many of our church people aren't even familiar with church membership. Right. Unless you grew up in a church that was highly important.
Yeah.
You show up to First Family and you don't understand what I just asked you to come to.
Right.
Membership class week one, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Sure.
So we're just trying to clarify how we pitch that to our congregation.
Talk a little bit about frequency.
Yeah.
How often are we going to do this? Because we kind of think we did Discover and membership was mm-hmm. what, quarterly or every other month maybe?
Every other month.
Yeah.
So our hope is we are going to offer step one once a month. So the first Sunday of every month, we're going to offer that luncheon. Mm-hmm. We get, I don't know how many, but we get new people every single Sunday. And so I want to be able to say to them, hey, very soon mm-hmm. we have step one. Mm-hmm. So the first Sunday of every month at 12 o'clock in room 201, we're going to offer step one. So that's a quick onboarding for people. Hey, you're new. At least come to step one and check mm-hmm. it out. And then we're going to offer steps 2, 3, and 4 very regularly, almost every month. Obviously, it is a process, so you've got to go to step one before you can come to step two, but we're going to offer step two almost monthly mm-hmm. for those who have attended step one. So it'll give us a pool of people to invite to step two.
And I assume there'll be some months where we kind of change things out. Like Easter's on the first Sunday of the month, so we probably won't have step one on Easter, that sort of thing. So there'd be some months of flux in there or that change a little bit, but generally speaking.
That's the frequency we want to offer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So who would someone ask you, like, who is this for?
Yeah, here's my pitch to our church family. Obviously, if you're a member, we have 650 members here at First Family Church. They're in, they're bought in, they're committed to it. But some of them have been members for 10, 12 years. We do want to make sure that everyone who attends First Family Church knows who we are, knows our passions, our goals, why we do what we do. So I would just say it's for everyone. If you are listening to this right now and saying, you know what, I'm not sure I could articulate the mission, vision, strategy, the goals of First Family Church, I'd invite you to come and attend. So it's for everyone, mm-hmm. but it was designed for new people. to help new people be known and to know who First Family mm-hmm. Church is. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the general answer, but it would be a call, a challenge to anyone and everyone. Mm-hmm. If you want to know more, and if you want to be more bought into the mission and vision of First Family Church, I would definitely invite you to come and join us.
So what would you tell someone who's maybe, let's say this person's come here for 2 years and they come on Sundays. Mm-hmm. They aren't in a small group, aren't a serving team, more or less just come on a Sunday.
Yeah.
If they said like, why should I come to that? Mm-hmm. I come to the church as it is.
Yep.
First Family Church is my home.
Yep.
Why mm-hmm. take that next step? Why get invested? Mm-hmm. Why become a member? Why? Like why?
Because the local church, the church and the local church is the body of Christ. It's his family. And when he saved you, he bought you and adopted you into his family. And he desires for you to experience that to its fullest. Church is not an event you attend. It's a family you belong to. Hmm. And many times, often, regularly, there is an onboarding process to understanding that, mm-hmm. being known, so that the local church can love you and care mm-hmm. for you. And so this is our process of saying, come and know the family that you should be a part of. Stop just attending an event.
Yeah. I think we've used the analogy of washing dishes before.
Yep.
So you show up to someone's house, someone invites you in for a meal.
Yep.
You have a meal. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. That was great. And you leave. Mm-hmm. The difference between that and actually, no, I'm part of the family. So I show up early. I talk. I help maybe make the meal. Mm-hmm. I eat the meal. Then I help clean up the meal. And now I live there because I'm part of the family.
That's right.
You know, so I think there's a huge difference potentially between that. So I don't think we would shy away from saying we want everyone who calls this church their home to actually be a part of our family officially.
Right. Yep.
And we're not going to probably tell you all the stuff about membership right now because we want you to come to especially step four, but steps 2 through 4 for sure.
It's an invitation to be a part of the family of First Family Church and let us walk you through what that looks like.
Well, I think that's a really good description of kind of the FFC pathway and kind of where we're headed with that. So we'll be rolling that out here soon this year. So Travis, appreciate you joining us on the podcast. Thanks for laying that out for us. Hope it's helpful and encouraging to our church as we continue to develop into more devoted followers of Jesus. So we'll see you next time on the FFC podcast.